From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Bombing in Iraq kills 91. Authorities are investigating two separate bombings in Baghdad early Sunday that killed at least 91 people and wounded 186 others. The first was a suicide attack bombing that occurred shortly after midnight at a busy shopping area, killing at least 82 people and wounding 170 others. It was the most deadly attack in the Iraqi capital this year. In the second attack, an explosive device detonated in Baghdad's northern Shab area, killing at least 5 people and wounding 16. No one has claimed responsibility for that attack. Bangladesh has begun 2 days of mourning after a group of 7 Islamist militants killed 20 hostages. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the Friday siege on an upscale Dhaka restaurant. Kamal Hassan, a former foreign minister and law minister of Bangladesh, spoke with VOA's Urdu service about the victims and who might have been responsible for the attack.
It's amazing why they should be targeted in this way. Much more so Bangladesh, because here we have not allowed religion to be a source of discord. We said everyone has freedom of religion. No one will impose. And this, I believe, is entirely consistent with our own religion.
Pope Francis delivered a prayer for the victims in Iraq and for separate bombings in Bangladesh as well as the one in Iraq. The Pope told tens of thousands of worshippers in St. Peter's Squares that he feels closeness to the families of the victims and asks those gathered to pray together for them. For more on both these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. In Pakistan, flash floods caused by heavy monsoon rains have killed at least 30 people in the remote part of the Chitral district. Officials say a mosque and several homes were washed away in the flooding. Search, rescue, and relief operations are underway, but bad weather is hampering the endeavor. A group of influential American lawmakers and other officials has begun a trip to Pakistan by meeting with the country's military chief to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and efforts to strengthen Pakistan's border security. Speaking prior to the Americans' visit, Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa insisted Islamabad is committed to cracking down on militant groups involved in the Afghan conflict. Afghanistan has received its first batch of Chinese military equipment as part of Beijing's commitment to provide millions of dollars of assistance to help Kabul fight terrorism. Now, the shipment on board a Russian cargo ship arrived Sunday in Kabul and was handed over to Afghan National Security Advisor Hanif Atmar by Chinese Ambassador Yao Jing.
Afghanistan is a close neighbor and a very important neighbor to China. So this is the beginning of our regular military-to-military exchanges and cooperation.
The cargo apparently contained, among other things, logistical equipment, parts of military vehicles, ammunition, and weapons for the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces. Elie Wiesel, who survived the Nazi death camps during World War II to become a world-renowned author and Nobel Peace Prize winner, has died at the age of 87. Mr. Wiesel won the 1986 Nobel Peace Prize for speaking out against war, discrimination. He also kept memories of the Holocaust alive and the suppression of human rights. Was another one of his topics.
My priorities, Jewish priorities, Jewish fears, Jewish hopes, Jewish struggles, but they are not exclusive. That's why I try to be involved in every cause possible dealing with human rights.
President Obama called Wiesel a dear friend who was one of the great moral voices of our time. The Romanian-born Wiesel was put in the notorious Auschwitz death camp in 1944, along with most of his immediate family. The team investigating the May 19th crash of Egypt Air jet said it expects audio will be obtained from the plane's damaged cockpit voice recorder. Authorities hope the recordings will shed more light on what caused the flight M804 to crash into the Mediterranean while en route from Paris to Cairo, killing all 66 people on board. The Airbus A320's flight data recorders indicate there was smoke in the plane's lavatory and on some of the onboard electronics. Authorities say heat damage and soot was found on the front part of the wreckage of the plane. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.